we're gonna go ahead and disassemble and reassemble the M110 semi-automatic sniper system. Now, what we're gonna do first is go ahead and first show you some of the safety aspects of it. If you look, we've got a fire and safe selector lever here. The first thing you do is make sure it's on safe. And also, before we do anything, we're gonna take the magazine out and drop it out. In the classroom, we do not have magazines, so we're not gonna pull that out during this block of training. The other thing I wanna show you is this has a suppressor on it. The suppressor is very easy to take on and off. And we're gonna take that off first just because it doesn't really have a functionality other than suppressing noise. So we're gonna take that off and slide it right off. You notice I took it off, I just pulled the pin out and I'm gonna lay it down. Next thing I'm gonna do is I'll go ahead and put the weapon in a safe mode, and I'll just point it towards a safe direction, and we're gonna go ahead and clear the weapon. To clear the weapon, we're gonna make sure the weapon's on safe. We've dropped the magazine, and we're gonna go ahead and locate the bolt catch right here. To clear the weapon, the first thing you do is charge the weapon and lock the bolts to the rear. And if you notice, you can look inside the weapon now and notice there are no rounds inside there. Once I've done that, all I've got to do is go ahead and hit the bolt catch on the top and release the bolt to ride forward. Once I've done that, make sure the weapon again is back on safe. I am prepared to disassemble the weapon. To disassemble the weapon, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stand it up on its end. I'm going to locate my takedown pins, my rear takedown pin and my front takedown pin. Get my punch, and I'm going to go ahead and knock them through. I'm going to go ahead and pull the takedown pins out. They will not pull all the way out, but they'll pull to where they stop. Do not attempt to pull them all the way out. And I'm going to separate my upper receiver from my lower receiver. And since I've got my lower receiver in my hand, I'm going to go ahead and take the buffer and buffer spring, which is located in the buttstock. So take that out. You've got to use your punch. You go ahead and push down on your buffer detent here and push down on it. And it should slide forward a little bit and then pull it out. I'm gonna go ahead and take my buffer and my spring and separate them and lay those off to the side. I'm completed with the lower receiver and the buffer and the buffer spring. The next item we're gonna get is get our lower receiver in place. Again, you notice I have it upside down. It makes it easier for you to go ahead and pull the charging handle and the bolt out together. I'm gonna take my charging handle and lay it on the table upside down. I'm going to take my bolt carrier, my bolt assembly, and lay that off to the side. And I'm going to take my upper receiver and lay that off to the side. I'm completed with that for right now. To take apart the bolt and the bolt assembly and the bolt assembly carrier here, the only thing you've got to do is locate the firing pin retaining pin, which is a little bit different.